This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Welcome to another episode of the Conversations Brewing Podcast with your hosts, Divya and Ravisha, two coffee-loving best friends who dive into weekly conversations on wellness, culture, and growing into your authentic self.
As two healthcare professionals, children of immigrants, and humans always striving to learn more, they bring their unique complexities of their wellness journeys into this podcast space by sharing their stories and featuring other like-minded experts in the field.
Always with a cup of coffee in hand, humor, and never-ending authenticity, dive in with the two of them as they brew the kind of conversations that we don't have enough of, but that matter the most.
Think how many times people say, think with your head and not with your heart, but it doesn't have to be one or the other. It can be just a balance, but we immediately write off thinking with our quote unquote heart or our gut or our intuition as a bad thing, that almost you're dramatic, you're illogical. It diminishes your intelligence when you think with your intuition, even though intuition, thinking with that, is actually pulling from your past experiences. And that is a way of using your intelligence. All right, let's jump in and talk all about intuition.
Yeah, how many times have you guys heard about like following your intuition or like the female intuition in specific, how much like that makes an impact on your decisions and like, I don't know, the choices that you make?
Yeah, because it really does have an impact. But it's interesting because intuition is something that I know when my intuition is coming up, but I also have this other process where I'll have my intuition coming up, but then I also just like psych myself out of it of, oh, that, and like think with your head or think with logic, because we're so socialized to do that. So I'm excited in today's episode to dive a little bit more into the science of intuition, because there actually, newsflash, is science behind it. And if you do feel like you have your intuition, you do have intuition, and there's a reason you have it. So for us to just normalize it and also talk about ways that we can strengthen our ability to follow our intuition.
Yeah, I think one of the things that make us the most excited. I'm really sorry about the background noise of the train, guys. Unfortunately, I live right by one. So I'm sorry if you hear it.
Anytime this train comes up, I just look at Ravisha. I'm like, the train?
No, I'm so sorry. I hope I can edit this episode so you can't hear it as much. But what I wanted to say is, I actually don't even know now because the train took away.
The train just took away your thoughts. Oh my gosh, your thoughts like went away with the train. Gosh, I love using metaphors and things.
You are the queen of that.
I just come up with random. Sometimes I'd say a metaphor of something and Roger's like, that doesn't work. So I'm like, yes, it does.
I think I've told you that like numerous times.
I'm just like, please be supportive of my metaphors. But yeah, intuition is something that is real. It happens, but there are so many ways that we're told to not use our intuition from a really young age.
Yeah. I think one of the reasons too is that sometimes people say use like logic more behind your decisions, or like, you know, really break it down. But sometimes, you know, that saying like, if you know, you know, you can explain it. You don't know where this like thought or feeling is coming from, but you just like automatically know. Like, I'm sure so many times people have felt that way. And as much as you want to go with that intuition feeling, sometimes you feel like you can't because you can't explain it. And I think that's like what's the tough part about intuition.
Yeah. And that intuition is this automatic thinking that often sits in our in the unconscious state. And I'm gonna read this on Psychology Today that says where intuition comes from, because it's so interesting. Because it, again, we think that intuition is something that is almost like a magical or in our head, and it's just, no, it's actually coming from your mind. So it's that psychologists believe that intuition relies on powers of pattern matching. So what that means is it's when the mind looks at experiences from the long-term memory, from situations in the past that's happened, and then in the in-moment, almost like automatic time that it makes a judgment decision. So it's not that this intuition is coming out of nowhere. It's a really fast process that your mind is kind of exploring that long-term memory system and finding ways that maybe there were some similarities in a different situation and coming up with that intuition. So it's not something that happens in a way that is illogical or magical or irrational, but I think why we feel that sometimes is because it happens so fast and a lot of it is driven in the unconscious mind that we don't feel like we can explain it, so that we think that it's illogical.
And as I was sitting here right now, I was trying to find the right way to kind of explain that intuition thought, and it's almost like a snap.
Yeah, like, it is.
So to talk, I'll be a little nerdy here. Like, your brain has so many neural pathways. I feel like sometimes we don't realize how much our brain is working all the time. And like, you know, you have all these different lobes and each lobe is responsible for certain parts of like your behaviors, your actions, like your personality. And so as time is going on and, you know, you're experiencing different things and like your personality is developing, your brain is storing all that information and basically using it as time goes on to help you kind of make those decisions. And so that intuition comes from like a snap, like when you need an answer to something or you need to make, or like this, sometimes maybe you'll realize like you just get an idea or thought in your head and you're like, I need to go with this. And that's because your brain has been working to basically help you do that.
Yeah. Which is probably why the older we get, we feel that intuition strengthens, because it's based on so many past experiences. Because I will definitely say that now, I will say that I feel like I have a really strong intuition. I know you've said that too. I think because we're very in tune with situations around us, people around us, feelings, thoughts, and all of that. But yeah, because it is a collection of our past thoughts. And I really appreciate the fact that you mentioned how hard the brain is working, because I don't think many of us realize that a lot of the time, that this is all happening internally. And because we are so used to seeing things just like put out on paper, and if we don't physically see it, it's hard for us to conceptualize it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think that things such as emotions and intuition and any of those things that are happening deep in our minds, we often just kind of write it off as a society. So what are ways that, I guess for you, that you've seen intuition be almost like played off or just like disregarded in society when someone brings up intuition? I know we were talking before this episode, especially as women, we see it a lot, but are there ways that you've noticed that happens in society?
I think when you're called like being too emotional about a decision, I think that's like the first thing that comes to mind is like, as society, you're like, oh, that's not your intuition, that's your emotions talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
So written off.
And then that kind of like minimizes the way that you're also feeling.
Absolutely. And it also has us then question the intuition or feel that we don't feel confident in it. And it decreases our own ability to really trust in ourselves.
Yeah. And that's like one of the things I've really figured out about myself is that like I do let other people kind of get in my head sometimes if like I do feel like really strongly about something or like I have this thought and someone else can say something and then like I kind of like don't trust myself anymore. But I feel like I've done a lot of like kind of processing to kind of fix that in a way where like I'm more about like trusting how I feel and what kind of like that gut feeling, right? Like what my gut is telling me, I'm like trying to really stand by that and not let someone else's like, I don't know, thoughts like kind of diminish that, because I should trust myself and again, like that word intuition and like what I'm feeling.
Yeah. And everyone's level of intuition is in a different place, I think, just based on how in tune to the world they are. Because obviously if you're more in tune to the situations around you and people's feelings and their thoughts and their reactions, then that strengthens your intuition because it gives us more for our long-term memory to be able to pull from. So I think that it's good to really recognize that your intuition is individual, because another person might not have as strong of intuition and you could have strong intuition. So to really just like sit with that, almost like intuition is this unique characteristic that you might have and other people won't. But I just feel so many times we end up diminishing it. And I really like what you said with being too emotional, because I think especially as women, we're so used to people being like, oh, you're being too emotional, or you're thinking too much with your heart. Like, think how many times people say, think with your head and not with your heart. But it doesn't have to be one or the other. It can be just a balance. But we immediately write off thinking with our quote unquote heart or our gut or our intuition as a bad thing, that almost you're dramatic, you're illogical. It diminishes your intelligence when you think with your intuition, even though intuition, thinking with that, is actually pulling from your past experiences. And that is a way of using your intelligence.
Exactly. And like what you mentioned, like thinking with your gut, your heart, your brain, where it's all connected.
Yeah.
And so there's reasons why like you feel maybe a pit in your stomach for some reason.
Yeah.
You like there's certain like your body is telling you through like sometimes like with some actions that your body is doing, like again, like I said, like if you're feeling nauseous, if you feel like you have a headache, or like if you feel like you're really tense in your shoulders, or your body's is always telling you how you're feeling before you even realize it.
Yeah.
And so sometimes when you've taken that time to really connect with all parts of like your body and mind, and like you feel like it's all connected, that's when you maybe can feel like your intuition is stronger, because it's all connected. Like you feel like everything in your body is connected. When people say think with your head and not your heart, I disagree, because your head and heart are connected.
They're so connected. Exactly. And they're working together constantly, because intuition, if we're saying intuition is from our heart, if just looking at that phrase, it's pulling from our brain, because intuition spotting patterns that have happened. So that is also thinking with your head. So it's actually all coming together. So we have to really stop. And also shaming people. There's like so much shame. Yeah. The amount of times I've been shamed of thinking, being too emotional, being too dramatic, passionate, whatever it may be. I'm even now feeling kind of angry about people saying that, because I'm like, you know what? I was still thinking with my minds. Like, it's not that I was thinking irrationally. That actually is. Intuition is just simply our mind looking for patterns that have happened in the in the past and thinking very fast.
Yeah. And I do want to say that you can have bad intuition too.
It's not always good. That. I'm glad you said that, because we're talking about ways for our own stuff. But yeah, it definitely is a mix. So what is a way, because I'm thinking of one, but I want to hear yours first. What are ways that you feel that you can combine both your intuition to be like, you can combine your intuition to make sure you're still making good decisions and you're not only like reacting immediately from intuition, but also maybe like slowing down?
I think if you've reflected on past decisions and seeing how things have gone from that decision that you made.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the big things to kind of like keep building and improving your intuition is when you reflect on the past. I think if you are constantly not thinking that you ever did anything wrong, or, you know, that a scenario or situation wasn't completely your fault, or any of those types of things, if you're constantly thinking that, I think that you'll continue to have bad intuition.
Yeah. Intuition doesn't mean you don't have any accountability.
Right, exactly. Like I'm kind of glad that we're bringing that up, because like accountability, again, I think stress this every episode possible, but we're always like, it's so important to be accountable of your actions and actually take a stand, admit if you've done something good or bad. No one's perfect, and no one's making the best decisions all the time. There have been so many times where we maybe have gone back to reflect and we're like, oh yeah, that wasn't the best thing we've done. But
exactly,
you like reflect past that and you're like, okay, how can I maybe avoid this to happen in the future?
Yeah. Yeah. And to be able to just slow down and ask yourself, that's like the main thing. Because if we don't slow down, because I think there's that mix, and I've done this and I've seen people do this, so just only being like, oh, I had the intuition, and acting straight up on it, when it's like, we have the intuition, but also can we slow down, take accountability, and then act? Because again, having to pause before we respond to anything. That's just a good life skill to have, intuition or not, to slow it down. That's just something we don't do enough in life in this crazy fast-paced world we live in.
Yeah.
If something happens, we have a thought and boom, we act on it, when there can be so much power in just slowing down. But we just don't do that.
Yeah. I think it's like so hard for us as humans to slow down. Especially in like our culture now, and like just how everything is, like the hustle and bustle of it all. There's like no time sometimes to like slow down or like take that time. Or if you do, you feel like that you're not doing anything, or
we feel bad about ourselves and shame ourselves that, oh, you're not doing good enough. And
like, there's so much more you could be doing. Like,
These all just lead back to all these societal messages that we're told of around intuition, around thinking with your feelings, with your heart. And then also when we don't slow down, there's just so much that goes into it. But all of those internalized ideas really impact our decision-making in a not great way. So I think that whole piece of it is really interesting, because most of it comes with just like unlearning. Like, these are things we can naturally do by ourselves, but we don't allow ourselves to do that because we're so worried about these societal messages.
Yeah. And like, I think like even like this article, so Divya had sent this article for me like to read and stuff. And like, even like to read something like that, I was like, oh, that this is like so interesting. And like, I've never really thought about it maybe in this way, but like, I definitely have known about like intuition and all that. And to just even take like 10 minutes to read this and like reflect on my intuition, I felt like, wow, like I feel like we don't do that enough, or we don't take time to like really like learn more about ourselves, or like take that time to like figure out why we do things the way we do.
Yeah, exactly. And that we don't even allow ourselves to be able to strengthen that. It's something like, think about your intuition. Maybe you don't feel like you have that strong of an intuition, because again, intuition can be weakened by so many things, whether or not we don't trust ourselves, or we too much internalize societal messages, or just overall, some people have stronger intuitions than others, but it doesn't mean that that's how your intuition has to be forever. You can strengthen your intuition, and there are ways to be able to touch base more with your mind and with your body. Like what Ravisha was saying, that your mind and body, everything is connected. So starting to touch base with that to really strengthen that intuition. So that's another thing that I think is important to talk about, because when I just think about things you and I do on a daily basis, Ravisha, and again, Ravisha and I are not perfect people. We mess up many times.
Yeah.
I don't want ever our episodes to be like, people listen to us, but we know what we're doing. Like, we're just human. We're figuring it out just as much as you guys. But I do think that the two of us have done many things to strengthen our intuition, whether or not it's intentional or unintentional.
Yeah. And I'm sure, I think like the $1 million question is from this episode. So is, how do I then work on to strengthen my intuition?
Yeah.
And we got some answers for you.
We will talk about it. So I would say for me, the first one I would do is that strengthen my intuition so much is, I would say, therapy. And I know not everyone is in therapy, but because it's given me a deliberate place to slow down, recognize my patterns, touch base with how I'm feeling physically, mentally, emotionally, so I can start to connect all of that more. And being able to connect with that more has helped me be able to like integrate it in my life. So you know how we were saying that intuition is basically just a series of patterns? Therapy has helped me be more in tune with those series of patterns in my life, so that I can blend that intuition with almost like that conscious knowledge a bit more, if that makes sense. So I would say the strongest thing for me that I feel has helped strengthen my intuition has been that.
Yeah, I would agree. And to add on to that, one of the things that's helped me the most is like self-care.
Yeah.
So, like things like taking time to like work out, go on walks, or like having like that personal alone time for myself has been one of those things that's really helped me build my intuition. And like, for example, if because the weather is now nicer out, and so I can spend more time outside and like go on walks. Like whenever I go on a walk now, I feel like I'm kind of getting in touch with all my senses. So like, like my touch, feel, like smell, sight. Like I'm looking around, I'm being aware, I'm smelling like the air around me, and like I'm feeling how things feel. Like It might sound kind of weird, but I feel like my senses just become like more heightened, and like I'm kind of taking it in on how my body's reacting to those senses.
Yeah, no, that so makes sense. Because a lot of time we don't even touch base with our senses. When you're saying that, it makes me think how often we go through, like when you're talking about being outside and walking outside, a lot of the time people aren't touching base with their senses because when we're walking outside, we're like listening to a podcast. Maybe you're listening to this, I don't know. Or, you know, listening to music, or we're on our phone and emailing and doing a million things. We're not even paying attention to what's around us. So that's really... that I can see how that actually can really strengthen your intuition, and how that also is something that, even though it sounds so simple, people don't do it.
Yeah. Like obviously you're doing it all the time because like, your senses never turn off. But if you like take a minute and maybe you like smell the air, or you start like seeing the things around you and kind of thinking about, oh, how is this making me feel? Like, how's my body reacting? Yeah. Like, your intuition is like building from that, and your brain, you're like, your brain is reading how you're feeling about these certain senses and like what's around you.
Yeah, absolutely. And also I would say one that's helped me is to really just be able to feel my feelings more in a way that, you know, it doesn't mean only feel your feelings, like, but recognize when we're intellectualizing. So many of us just over intellectualize and need to find the reason as to why, like, even when we have a feeling, it's like, oh, I'm feeling this way because XYZ, and that's intellectualizing, and that actually takes us away from the feeling. Why can't we just be like, I'm feeling this way, and when I feel this way, this is what's going on in my mind, this is how I'm feeling in my body. Like, that is what it means to feel. We don't have to always come up with an answer, because when we're trying to find an answer or tell ourselves, oh, I shouldn't feel this way, or internally go back and forth that, like, oh, why am I feeling this way? It's probably because of this. It's because of that. It's not saying we should not do that, but maybe that's the second step. And the first step is to really just be in tune with your mind and feeling, because that is also going to help strengthen that intuition. And I also see a lot of times we think we're feeling our feelings and we think we're being self-aware when you're actually just intellectualizing, like being like, I have a feeling and this is why. That's intellectualizing. That's thinking. That's not feeling.
Yeah. And I used to be that way too, where I was like, well, I want to fix the feeling. Yeah. And you can't.
And that's thinking.
Yeah, you can't. That was like something I really have learned to do, is just like feel the emotion.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to be like, let me repair this, let me figure out why, and, you know, repair this feeling. It's okay to like sit in that feeling. I think your body needs to recognize that feeling and then just feel it.
Absolutely. And like letting ourselves do that is so powerful, but it's going to feel uncomfortable at first, because most of us are so primed to not do that. Just like we're primed to not trust our intuition. We're primed to just not feel and to go straight into problem solving and the why and the intellectualizing. So we have to stop that and to catch that first. So really starting to just recognize these patterns that are maybe getting in the way of you being able to sit with your intuition is the first step, and being able to start to trust yourself more overall. And also, like, what are ways that maybe you don't trust yourself, and why don't you trust yourself? Is it, and reflecting on that, that can be in therapy or through your, in your own journaling, like, what has your past been like? Did you trust yourself as a child? Did other people trust you? Like, tuning into what trust, what that word even means for you.
Yeah, exactly. And this is a practice I don't do, but I do want to incorporate more of, but I feel like meditating helps a lot. I know people that meditate and like find it so like rejuvenating for themselves, like taking time out to do that, like in the morning or evening, whenever is best for you. And that's when you're like really tuning into yourself. And I don't do it, so I can't like describe it, but I heard it's like really like life-changing. Yeah. To do.
Like Raj meditates a lot and loves it. I'm also not a huge meditator. I actually did read this thing that helped me redefine. Meditation is just being present, right? And like being present with yourself. And for some people, it's through guided meditation, which like for Raj uses Headspace and he loves that. But I had read that another way to meditate is just, again, activating your five senses on a walk, like doing something to be in connection to the environment around you. So I guess for us, like meditation might just look different. It might not be like doing that guided meditation on Headspace, but I hope that helps with listeners too, just like whatever that looks like for you, being able to slow down, activate those five senses, and to just touch base with yourself. That is really, I believe, the underlying key of it.
Yeah. Like, I challenge you guys to, like, you know, if you're going on a walk or like doing something outside, like put your phone away, like take like 20 minutes even to just like be with yourself outside, like in nature, and, you know, take it all in, and you will be like astonished to see like how you feel afterwards. Like, it's like your body feels like re-energized, rejuvenated, you know, like, cause like, I feel like we're, again, it's like, you're always looking down on your phone, or like, you know, you have to be listening to something, cause like, you know, this is like your time, but like, you really don't have to, like I said, like 20 minutes even just to like not do anything, like, and just be with yourself.
Yeah.
Can make such a big difference.
Yeah. Exactly. And because intuition is something that is part of you, like that is strengthening another part of you and your cognitive abilities and the way that you think and feel. Like, it's this overall way of kind of touching base with yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I think that this has been helpful to think about in this way. And I just had found this quote too, that as we're coming toward the end, I want to share, because I think it wraps all of this up really well. But it says, the more that you trust your intuition, the more empowered you become, which is really interesting and also very cool to think about it as that it empowers us more. Like, if you think about it, you're touching base more with your inner values, you're aligning with your thoughts, you're aligning with your feelings. It's actually this beautiful process of becoming more yourself by trusting your intuition, because this intuition is this very unique and personalized process that you have happening internally from you, and other people aren't going to understand it, but it's a way to really just be in tune with yourself and empowered. So no, I think that's pretty cool. I didn't think about it as a way of empowerment, but I can really understand how it is.
Yeah, I love that quote. I think it kind of just like summarizes everything we've talked about today as well.
Yeah. Well, so here's for all of you to go get empowered. Think about ways that maybe like your own relationship with your intuition, has it been something that you've encouraged in your life, or has it been something that you've had more shame around? Mm-hmm. And if it's been something you've had more shame around, we encourage you to start to reflect on that a little bit more. And how can you be more gentle with your intuition? And then also find ways to strengthen that intuition, because again, it's so important to do. And also it's a way to empower yourself on a deeper level.
Exactly what you said.
There we go. Amazing.
Amazing.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you for listening to this episode. We will see you next week.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for tuning into another episode of Conversations Brewing. We hope you take some moments to reflect on our episode with some coffee in hand. New episodes of Conversations Brewing come out on Tuesdays.
We'd love to hear from you about what resonated with you and what you want to hear more about. So let us know on Instagram at our account at Conversations Brewing. If this episode was helpful, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast and continue to tune in weekly.
We so appreciate your support, and we'll brew some conversations with you next week.